This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Well, as you guys know, I'm a bird certified. Yeah, for the birds. I am a board certified family physician. I'm a fellow of the American Family of American Academy of Family Physicians. All right, although I may lose my fellowship for messing that one up. And I'm supposed to be well versed on medicine and public health and issues in the news. And so I find it very, very flattering when I get some questions on religion. Okay, so one of you had asked why curse words were a sin. I think this was in response to a replay he must have been listening to when we talked about how if you cuss while you're in pain, you require less medicine than somebody who is trying to hold it in and be nice. So I'm wondering if that's where that came from. And then one of you asked, why doesn't Jewish women wear burkas? Huh. So, okay, I am no theologist. I'm obviously not a priest. I'm not a rabbi. So I don't like talking making any statement on behalf of any religion, because usually my mom calls me up going, you are so wrong. You misquoted the Bible for the last time, young lady. I'm like, sorry, mommy. So, I didn't get the best grades in Sunday school. I don't know if I could answer that, but, why is cursing considered a sin? Now, what I learned, okay, and I'm not speaking on behalf of all Jews, okay? But what I learned is in the Bible, you are not supposed to say the Lord's name in vain. So if you say the GD, which I can't say and I never will, that's saying the Lord's name in vain. You're violating the commandment. You are going to be in deep, deep caca. But if you say the S word, and that has nothing to do with the Lord, you're like, somebody pick up the dog blank. I don't see that as being a sin. Now, maybe, and again, I'm not a theologist? I don't know, someone who knows religion. All right. I'm not well versed in religion. My guess is religion has a lot to do with control and putting God in your fellow man and or your, fellow environment first, depending on how spiritual you are. And so if you shout out something that is sociologically a bad word, that shows a lack of control and a lack of willpower and doing something on the bad side of the street sort of thing. Okay? Smoking is not technically a sin, but I would say smoking would be more of a sin than saying a cuss word, because it could affect the environment and those around you and give them cancer, etc. Plus, it hurts your body. So I don't know. And again, there was nothing in the Bible about smoking. Maybe there might have been a tobacco reference. I don't know. But smoking wasn't, Marlboro didn't exist in biblical times. So, if you are saying, let's say 20 years from now, the term Donald Truck or Donald Duck, okay, let's say Donald Truck or shut the front door becomes bad words. So now all of a sudden you're sinning. To me, it doesn't make sense. So as far as I'm concerned, if you are undergoing some sort of a, let's say, a shoulder, you dislocated your shoulder, they're trying to put it back, and the Versed hasn't kicked in, and you want to shout out a couple cuss words, as long as you're not saying the Lord's name in vain, my guess is you're probably in the clear and not going to hell. Now, again, please talk to your priest, talk to your your spiritual leader, talk to your bishop, talk to your, but that is a, that's how I look at it. Now, why don't Jewish women wear burkas? I don't know. What I do know is women in the more Orthodox settings, or like whenever we go to temple, we are supposed to cover our heads. And there's a variety of ways to cover our heads. We just don't have to cover our whole face. And one of the reasons for that, even though I'm sure it's at the disappointment of multiple men that have to look at their wives, right? I'm sure my husband would love me in a burqa. Please. Okay. I don't want to see the expressions, even though I could still give him the death stare through my eyes. One of the reasons why I don't think we have to completely cover our faces or in Judaism is because the women and the men are already separated in many Orthodox temples. In conservative and more Reformed temples, no. We get to sit with our husbands. We get to sit with our kids. We get to yell at them, smack them upside the head, even cuss if we have to. But they're not, you're not supposed to. But in the Orthodox, the women are supposed to sit separate from the men. Now, that's very hard for me because I always got along with the guys. Okay. And I have two boys. So whenever we'd go to an Orthodox service, I would be peeking around the curtain to see what they were doing. And they're like, mommy's on the other side of the temple. She can't see us or hear us. I go, the hell I can. Of course I can see you. What the? And then, rabbi yells at me. Like, my boys need a butt whooping. Please, women and men, stay separated. And they go on with the service. And I'm peering through and I'm seeing them act up and I'm kind of doing the Bruce Lee, karate chop movements. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to whoop their butt. And so for me, one of the reasons why I don't go to the Orthodox temple is I am too distracted. The sitting with women. And that's another thing for me that's very, very difficult. Okay, I don't dress really nice. I don't have the most stylish clothes. I don't have the most stylish purses. I don't even put my makeup on correctly. And I'm sitting among a bunch of women that have it all together. And I start to get distracted by that, going, okay, you know what? I feel insecure. I feel this. And I can't pray. I need to pray sitting next to my husband or next to my boys, or I'm keeping them aligned. Because otherwise, if I don't think they're praying and I think they're not paying attention, I feel like I'm not doing my job as a mother. So for me, it's more religious to sit next to them. But that is the that's why I think if that answers your question, why women in Judaism don't cover their whole faces, because their job is to do the mommy looks at their kids if they're acting up. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. One of you called last evening with a call, and I unfortunately can't play it on air because it kind of came out garbled. But the parts I understood, I'm going to paraphrase it for everybody because it is kind of rated, it's definitely rated R. The question that the caller had, and again, I apologize for not playing your caller clip, but maybe it's good just in case. It was about what your wife, and you have issues having sex with her because she has a bad odor. And you don't know how to bring up the odor, because you're afraid you're going to insult her. Okay, that was the gist of the call. And it's a good call. I mean, you know, these call, this is where you ask. Okay, this is the type of things that we ask. Okay, it doesn't always have to be about, you know, cholesterol. I get that, okay? So what do you do if you're with somebody that has a bad pelvic odor and to the point that you don't want to have sex with them? Okay, you know, we're always afraid of hurting people's feelings. And none of us like to get our feelings hurt. But sometimes we really need to be told the truth. Now, there are ways to do it, however, okay? Now, okay, you don't have to go, you know, honey, you stink. You don't have to do it that way, okay? If she has always had an odor, this is on you. You should have said something early on. But if this is new, okay, you could, you know, then you could be 100% honest without being rude. And you could say, look, sweetie, I'm noticing a change. I don't know, maybe you have an infection down there, but there's something different. And I'm worried about you, so we should get it checked out. Now, yes, she'll probably still be embarrassed, but that's a heck of a lot better than saying, oh, you stink. And you have to tell her. If she doesn't realize it, she really could have an infection. Or maybe it is a hygiene issue. You know, some women with diabetes are more prone to yeast infections. You know, maybe this is a manifestation of her having a blood sugar issue. And if she still goes, no, I'm fine, I'm not going to the doctor, I'm not getting checked out, you don't have to sleep with her. I mean, there's no law saying you have to sleep with your wife. If you don't want to and it turns you off, you don't have to, but you know, there's a health issue. And, you know, if she's really going to divorce you, if you're that worried about her divorcing you over something like this, the marriage wasn't strong to begin with. You know, we are always so worried about insulting our, you know, I've had to have some real big heart-to-heart talks with my husband, especially when it comes to the kids. And if there is something I dislike, and it's like speak now or forever hold your peace. Now, I err on the side of speaking too soon. I notice sometimes if I just bite my tongue, things will work themselves out. But sometimes when I see repeat offenses, you know, where, you know what, I don't think I want the kids thinking that way, or I don't think I want the kids having that attitude, or I don't want the kids thinking that that's right. You know, then I say something, and I have to say something right then and there. The other thing that you have to realize when we're dealing with kids is you're working against the clock. You have only maybe 10 years from the time they are born to be able to mold a lot of their thinking and to teach them. But once they start getting to the preteens, once they become teenagers, they are lost. I can't teach my kids jack diddly squat right now. I have absolutely no power. There is nothing I say that is even relevant to them right now. And I'm stuck. So if I didn't teach them what I wanted to teach them about religion or about ethics or about life or love, etc., when they were younger, I'm screwed. Now, I was very, very aware of this, so I did try to teach them a lot. I mean, I didn't have them sit down at a desk by any means, but I had them, take notes. I made a Cliff Notes version. I made index cards. So I tried to teach them as much as I could. And the funny thing is they do remember. They remember things you said. They remember things you did. And the other thing, too, you got to realize is your kids are watching you. You know, so that's been the hardest thing for me. So let's say Corey, my husband, I love him dearly, but let's say he snaps at me. And he does something and here's my fault too, and I want to apologize to a lot of women out there. Me, I could take a lot, and there's a lot of things that don't bother me, and I really pick my fights. You know, so if somebody's not opening the door, or somebody's being rude to me, or somebody's whatever, I'm like, you know what, no big deal. I don't need their chivalry, or I don't need it. However, I'm raising two boys. So if daddy does something or says something to me that I don't think my kids' future wives would put up with, I need to say something. And so, this will get back to the vaginal smell in a second, guys, okay? But let me just make this little sidetrack here, okay? And so, you know, my husband has noticed with me that I seem to make a bigger deal about things than I used to. And he's confused by that. He's like, well, that never bothered you before. And I have to tell them the boys are watching. We're raising two boys. The problem is if I just say that to my husband, he's like, oh, okay, so it's okay. So I can still talk to you like that. Oh, hell to the no. Oh, hell to the no. I should have never let you talk to me like that. But the problem is once you let somebody do certain things a certain way or treat you a certain way, then unfortunately you, it's hard to then turn back the clock. So, but then my husband's just going to notice that I'm more ticked off and I'm like, oh, hell to the no, this isn't happening. But my kids watch. And like when I get, like I had to the other day let my husband have it. And boy, did I let him have it. I don't think I've ever gone off on him without so little warning. He started to be a jerk as we were getting ready for Thanksgiving. And you know how stressful it is because you got to see the in-laws, you got to travel, whatever. After he was rude to me, I ripped into him so bad that I think I saw his skin bleed. I yelled at him so badly. And I had such a high-pitched voice. And my kids heard that. And I always thought you should never have a fight, you know, with your husband in front of the kids. But I was so done with the way that, you know, he had talked to me, that the kids needed to know that their wife could go ape poop. Because I got to make sure my kids, look, I don't want them coming back home to mama later. Yeah, I always say I do, but I need them to move out and you know, thrive. So I can't have them get kicked out of their wife's house. So when they saw that, I noticed they started to treat me nicer. And they were more respectful. Now, I'm not saying go ape crazy all the time, but if you have a goal that you want to set, you need to be very consistent with that goal. So going back to the wife that's having some issues in the pelvic region, what is your goal? Is your goal to have a long-lasting marriage? You're not going to have a long-lasting marriage if she's unhealthy. You're also not going to have a long-lasting marriage if you guys don't have sex. Okay? Women are smart. They're going to pick up on it. They're going to pick up that you are turned off by something. And a woman feeling like her husband is turned off by her is devastating. Now, luckily, most males are turned on no matter what. Yes, men want the Pamela Lee Anderson type of look, but a lot of men will settle for someone that looks like me. And it's, I'm lucky that way. Okay, women, it's a little tougher. You know, many of us women were like, you gotta look like Michael Fassbender, it's not gonna happen. So, you know, you need to be consistent with your goals. And, and again, there's ways to do it where you're not being rude. But, something's wrong down there, she's gotta get it fixed now. If you want, okay, you don't want, if you think a scare tactic will work better because she won't go to the doctor, okay, you could tell her that Dr. Talia told you this story. The only time a smell knocked me out of my chair, and I meant I am a tough cookie, was, and I told you guys this story, was when I was in training, I was a medical student, and there was a woman who came in and her husband said that she has an odor and she's really embarrassed for being there. And I go, all right, when was the last pap smear? And she goes, I've never had a pap smear. She was in her 60s and this was in the 1990s. So I take a look and she has rotting flesh. Her cervix was rotting. The odor that came from that knocked me out of my chair. I had to leave because I almost threw up. I didn't throw up, but I had to leave the room. I was so embarrassed and I felt so bad for her, but I was not expecting, I don't know if you've ever been near a dead body that has been decomposing for weeks. It was that kind of smell. And, she had cervical cancer. And, unfortunately, the cervical cancer has spread so bad that she didn't make it. So you can tell your wife, sometimes an odor could be a sign of cervical cancer. You need to get yourself checked out now because I love you, and I'll go with you. I'll be there with you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food. stores all have to eat. Yum!
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Christmas is coming up, and, you know, what better than to give your loved one something that's healthy, and that'll help improve their health. I'm a big fan of MyPillow. I use MyPillow. My husband uses it, and it is our favorite pillow, and I mean that because our other pillows really, really stink. I used to just buy pillows on sale, and this MyPillow is great. I'm a big fan of it, so you've been seeing a lot of commercials about it. I guess it's discounted if you use the code DDW, so go to MyPillow.com. Use the code DDW, check it out, make a great Christmas present, not too expensive, and it's going to stand out. That's the big problem I have around Christmas time, is a lot of the gifts, and I'm going to be going over Christmas gifts and things you could do to help, things you could do to help, I guess, you know, make your gift count without being very expensive. But, you know, like baskets and stuff. We've talked about this every year where I'll see, you know, security guards or, you know, receptionists or whatever. They have all these baskets and they pile up and, you know, the person doesn't know who gave what. And maybe there's a card on there, but everybody did the same thing. And I know in New York, it's very interesting. In New York, you're supposed to pay the doorman and you tip the doorman. And I guess some of these people tip the doorman like $1,000, $1,500 for Christmas every year. Because I guess what the doorman does is a lot of stuff. That's why I can never afford living in New York. I couldn't imagine a $1,500 gift. I don't think I've spent $1,500 on my husband in our whole 20 years of marriage combined. So, but what bothers me, so let's look at the doorman issue. What bothers me about that is if everybody is giving roughly the same amount, if you don't give, it looks like something bad. Whereas if you do give the $1,000 or $1,500, you look the same as everybody else. I want my gift to stand out. Now, I'm not saying give $1,600 or whatever, because there's always somebody else that's probably going to drop $2,000. Somebody's already thinking about that. But, you know, what about gifts that are a little different? All right, you know, that's why, like I really like it. No, I'm not saying for doorman, because I don't have a doorman. But, like, let's say you want to give your staff, so let's say you want to give the staff of some company something really, really cool, but you can't afford to, you know, give them all something, and there's, like, 20 of them. Right? And you're like, well, that's kind of expensive. But if you do a basket, that's, what, $99 plus shipping, et cetera, you're over $100. So if there's about 20 people in the office who want to go to Starbucks, get a bunch of little $5 gift cards. I shouldn't be doing a commercial for Starbucks, but anyway, you know what I'm saying. But get these little $5 gift cards, okay? Put it in a, get a basket at Michael's for $1.50, $2. Throw a bunch of tissue paper in it, a bunch of candy, and have a whole bunch of the gift cards in there. And bring it in, and everybody gets to take home a little $5 gift card. That $5 gift card that they get to use for coffee a couple times in that holiday season is going to remind them and mean so much more than another $100 basket that you sent. So there are ways you could do gifts that really, really stand out. That's why I like MyPillow. I mean, it's like, you know, what did Dahlia get you for Christmas? You know, did she get you another basket? Did she get you another fruitcake? No, she bought me a pillow. You see? It stands out. And it's something cool. It's something different. It's not that expensive. So remember, MyPillow.com, gift code DDW, or code DDW. A 57-year-old man has had a hemorrhagic stroke, and it occurred 15 minutes after drinking an energy drink. He's from Alabama. He was hospitalized feeling shaky, tingly, and numbness in his right arm and leg. The CT scan said he suffered a small brain hemorrhage. And it was life-threatening. Surgeons at the University of Alabama at Birmingham Stroke Center managed to treat his symptoms. He continued to report tingling, numbness, shakiness after the attack, according to a report published in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine. The author, Dr. Anand Venkatraman, warns the incident should be a warning sign to energy drink consumers that our brains struggle to cope with such high levels of caffeine and supplements that send blood pressure rocketing. The man reported that his symptoms began about 15 minutes after drinking the energy drink, the first time he had consumed this particular product, as he was about to do yard work. So he wasn't, like, working out. He wasn't already having high cardiac output and, you know, he... Now, again, I don't know his underlying conditions by any means, but, you know, he was about to undergo activity. So he drank the energy drink, okay? It also has sugar in there and I think ginseng and some other elements. These things can increase blood pressure. He said this particular drink contains several supplements for which we have little understanding of their potential interactions with each other or with caffeine. One is structurally similar to amphetamine, and several are known to stimulate the sympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is that flight or fright. It's the one that kind of kicks in the epinephrine. So the body begins to start putting all its sources to the brain, to the heart, start to raise the blood pressure, starts to increase blood flow because of things you're running or you're scared or you're trying to, you know, run from a wildebeest. And so it wants to make sure you have all the blood going to where it needs to. So when it raises that blood pressure, increases blood flow, you have a weak vessel, boom, you can have a bleed. So if you are at risk for vascular disease, this could increase your blood pressure and obviously get to the point where a weakened blood vessel will rupture. He was only 57 years old, now he's alive, still having symptoms, but he suffered a stroke from an energy drink. Okay? So, let me see what else. And, again, if it mixes with alcohol, if it mixes with other issues, that can even be worse. So, if you have high blood pressure, I would say no, no, no energy drinks. If you have heart disease, no, no, no. If you have a bleeding disorder, no, no, no. Energy drinks are bad. It stinks. My very first energy drink, I had no idea was an energy drink. I was at the flight show or the air show in Vegas years ago, and we got thirsty. So we went over to the food area, the food tent, and there was this drink, some Arctic something. And so me and my friend got it, and we were so thirsty, you know, so we drank it. And all of a sudden, in 15 minutes, I started having energy. I was up all night cleaning my house. I cannot believe how much energy that gave. I had no idea it was an energy drink. If I had blood pressure, if I whatever, I could have stroked. I'm thinking we need warnings on these things. Now, I don't know what search general warnings or black box warnings are on these products, but you can't reach for a can thinking it's a club soda or soda, because now they have all these soda water, sparkling water cans of whatever. There's all sorts of stuff now. It needs to say if it's got caffeine, because that's some scary stuff. London and New York could be underwater, according to the Daily Mail, in our lifetime. There is a key glacier in Antarctica that is breaking apart from the inside out. They think it's going to melt and flood coastlines around the world. It's called Pine Island Glacier. They say it's likely to undergo rapid retreat, bringing more ice from the interior of the ice sheet to the ocean. Scientists are now predicting that this could happen within our lifetimes, causing cities around the world like New York, London, and Sydney to be flooded. They say Pine Island Glacier forms part of the ice shelf that bounds the West Antarctica ice sheet. Last year, a huge iceberg measuring nearly 225 square miles broke off from the glacier. They said it wasn't until researchers from Ohio State University tested new image processing software and noticed something strange about the satellite images. The images showed evidence that a rift was forming at the base of the ice shelf in 2013, moving upwards over 2 years and eventually breaking through the surface, setting the iceberg afloat in 2015. This rifting behavior, see, I would be nervous that one of these will kind of come up north, okay, and then, like, hit something. I mean, 225 square miles. They say similar breakups have been seen in the Greenland ice sheet. Ocean water has already seeped inland and begun to melt the ice from underneath. They say the researchers said their satellite images provide the first strong evidence that a similar effect could be seen in these large Antarctic ice shelves. So that's interesting. I foresee the Arctic melting and flooding England, but I guess when the water rises, the water rises. I'm looking at a picture of what New York would look like flooded. It does not look good. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I has a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With my pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My pillow is my go-to pillow every night. And when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little fishy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while we're talking about blood flow to the brain, they say marijuana users have abnormally low blood flow in every part of the brain. And when they imaged cannabis users, they found all of them had widespread restrictions of blood flow or buildups of blood flow. These abnormal blood levels in areas are also affected by Alzheimer's disease, all right? And it can affect the hippocampus, which is important for memory. The findings were published in the latest Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, and they're obviously an ominous warning as so many people are going to be embracing the recreational and medical marijuana as it becomes more and more legal. They say it comes just weeks after the White House's Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Gupta, warned that legalization is moving faster than research, which is true. The researchers at Amen Clinics analyzed data from a broad database, including 26,000 patients across the U.S. between 1995 and 2015. The patients were from California, Washington, Virginia, Georgia, and New York. All had complex treatment-resistant issues and all underwent single-photon emission-computed tomography, or SPECT, analysis, which is a sophisticated imaging study that looks at blood flow and activity patterns while undergoing concentration tests. 1,000 of the patients were marijuana users. When they compared those brains to scans of healthy non-marijuana users, the researchers saw a huge difference in blood flow levels. Every marijuana user had significantly lower blood flow in the right hippocampus, which again is involved in memory, compared to the controls. Now, we know that marijuana has issues with memory, and we know it can inhibit activity in that part of the brain, but they didn't see how until now. Co-author Dr. Elizabeth Durandby said that she was shocked by the findings, despite dealing with marijuana patients on a routine basis. She says, as a physician who routinely sees marijuana users, what struck me, not only the global reduction in blood flow in the marijuana users' brains, but the hippocampus was the most affected region due to its role in memory and Alzheimer's. So, marijuana users have lower cerebral blood flow than non-users. All right, so what does that mean? Well, I don't know, okay, because we've obviously seen issues with memory, all right, but have we seen issues with, let's say, stroke, okay? If somebody, let's say, is at risk for a stroke and they get that stroke, if they have marijuana in the system, will they have less flow and possibly a more fatal stroke or a more serious stroke than somebody not? You know, when we're talking about messing up with blood flow to the brain, the next question I have is, well, what about to the heart? Is it, you know, are you going to be more inclined to have a heart attack? Now, you don't really hear about pot smokers having heart attacks, dropping dead from heart attacks. But we also don't have a lot of studies on that as well. And then my question to you pot smokers also out there is, how are the erections? Are you noticing changes in flow there? Because if you have changes in flow to the brain, my guess is you have changes of flow everywhere. And maybe sex is better on pot. I don't know. I haven't had sex recently or pot. So I don't know, but I forget if there's issues. I thought there were issues with erections, with marijuana as well. So if there's a blood flow issue, this is huge. And so many people are excited about marijuana becoming legal. Now they don't have to stress eat. Now they may not have to smoke regular cigarettes. They may not have to take their sleeping pills. They may not have to drink alcohol because they could use marijuana. They don't even have to buy a Netflix subscription because they could just sit on the couch and be high. So, you know, this is a concern. And I do agree with the Surgeon General, Dr. Gupta, because and that's what I've said. Look, I don't mind it becoming legal, but can we just slow it down just a touch until we could figure this out? But one good thing about it being legalized is now we have the opportunity to study it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a new HIV vaccine trial is starting in South Africa. The study is called HVTN-702. It aims to enroll 5,400 sexually active men and women between 18 and 35 at 15 sites across South Africa. It is going to be the largest and most advanced HIV vaccine clinical trial to take place. Apparently, in South Africa, over 1,000 people a day are infected with HIV. They say if deployed alongside our current armory of proven HIV prevention tools, a safe and effective vaccine could be the, quote, final nail in the coffin for HIV, according to Anthony Fauci, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He says even a moderately effective vaccine would significantly decrease the burden of HIV disease over time in countries and populations with high rates of HIV infection. Now, let's just stop here. The 2009 trial, their vaccine was only about 31% effective. And it prevented it over the 3.5 years after follow-up. And that vaccine hasn't really taken ground because it was only about 31% effective. Okay? All right, so a lot of people aren't too happy with that one. So let's say they get the vaccine 60% effective. Is that good enough? Well, we want our vaccines close to 99.9999999. We want to know that our kids are not going to get polio. Our kid's not going to get the measles. Our kid's not going to get varicella. We don't want to get pneumonia. We don't want to get shingles. But what about the flu? The flu vaccine's only about 60% effective on a good year. And that's fine by us. And does it decrease the amount of flu deaths? Yes, it does. So the vaccine does not necessarily have to be 100%. However, the problem you have with an HIV vaccine being only, let's say, 60% effective, is the false sense of security. If people think they were vaccinated, and if they don't have a condom one day, no big whoop, because they got a vaccine, they could put themselves more at risk. Now, what about with flu? Do we put ourselves at increased risk with the flu shot? It's hard to say. Healthcare workers get the flu shot, but they were going to be in the healthcare field anyway, whether they got the flu shot or not. So I don't think if you got the flu shot or not, you're going to purposely drink from somebody's cup or, you know, purposely, you know, get yourself exposed. When we're talking about an HIV vaccine, if you tell somebody to get the vaccine, but they still have to use condoms, they still have to, you know, assume they could still get HIV, you may not even have a lot of people want to get the HIV vaccine. So, I mean, you know, look at how many people don't even want to get the flu vaccine. And it's free. For some people, they could get their flu vaccine for free. And they don't want to get it. They don't want something in their body. They don't want. So, you know, we are going to have to sell this. Once it's proven it works, and it is going to be a tough sell. But if we do this HIV vaccine, we are still going to have to encourage condoms and abstinence and anything else and avoiding of needles and anything else that happens across the world and how people get HIV. So it's going to be a tough sell. But will a 60% effective vaccine reduce deaths? Yep, it will. It will reduce HIV transmission, but will it reduce it to the degree of what we need it to, and could it spur new cases from people that don't want to or that think they're immune? So that's something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, just to let you know, apparently South Africa has more than 6.8 million people living with HIV currently. All right. Retail clinics may not reduce emergency room visits for minor illnesses. You guys have seen over the last decade, and we're going to be talking about this later in the week, a sprouting of these retail clinics inside Walmart or Walgreens or a variety of places. And they were supposed to be areas that would detour people from going to the ER. Looks like it's not. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.